I'm amazed that you haven't taken your caravan down to Crown because there's a protest happening as we speak. Seamus Harrison is 6PR's roving reporter. Morning, Seamus.
Morning, Milsey. Morning, Carl. I'm not sure if you can hear the drums behind me at the minute, but there's climate activists gathering here at Kagoshima Park just in front of Crown ahead of Woodside's annual general meeting, which gets underway at 10 o'clock. Before then, though, the protesters here, and there's about 100 or so of them here now, though I anticipate those numbers will grow. These activists are going to march up to the entrance of Crown Casino about 20 to 10 as they stand against Woodside's climate plan, which is going to a vote today. They're urging investors to vote against it, and the plan is largely expected not to get the approval of shareholders. Protesters here say it doesn't go far enough, fast enough, as Woodside sort of seeks a 30% reduction in greenhouse emissions by 2030.
Okay, the people that are there, just describe what they look like.
Oh, we have got some characters here. We've got a... all I can only describe him as Death, the Grim Reaper, that's the one. There's people here looking very a part of nature, like wearing plants and flowers on their heads, and lots of other people just in regular clothing, but lots of plenty of signs.
You Fantastic.
Know, profit is our loss.
Right. Just ask them when they're going to work today. Are they taking a day off or what are they doing?
Oh, look, I'll have to get back to you on that one, boys.
All right. Well, good luck. Hopefully there's a few coppers there. Is there any interaction between the shareholders and the protesters?
Look, at this stage, no. Obviously, they're all meeting up at Crown, and we're a little bit just away from the entrance of Crown. But, yeah, there is a bit of a strong police presence at the moment, quite a few police bikes and lots of police just sort of walking around to keep an eye on things. And, yeah, they'll be escorting the protesters up to try to keep this as safe as possible.
All right, mate. Sounds like an interesting gathering. Yeah. I appreciate
Thank you,
Seamus. You're pretty good on the drums. You might want to have a crack yourself, Sammy. Good on you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, boys.
Seamus Harrison, 6PR roving reporter.
Some of them might like to go to the ECU Open Day, Millsy, which is on Sunday. They can get a good idea of what they can learn down there. You know, WAPA is also conducted at the Mount Lawley campus, which is going to be open from 10 until 3. So you can go and have a look at the performing arts and see what might be in future for you. I mean, they are performing down there today. I mean, there's a lot of people that love trees.
Well, that's true. I mean, the bottom line is we've been talking about the fact that Anzac Day's on tomorrow. Lest we forget, we've got the freedom to express how we feel. Steve's expressed himself very well today. Why are you giving these climate freaks any airtime? Go and get a job, you bums. Oh. Well, I mean, they might be employed, you don't know, and might be multi-millionaires through renewable resources.
Don't tar them all with the same brush.
Well, that's true.